Place your bets, you jackwagons. Brad the Big Noise Evans here on a solo mission. Tis indeed the Fade at Five podcast. My partner in crime, Nathaniel Lundy, likely passed out a video poker machine right now in Sin City. So enjoy your time off, mi amigo. Make some money at the blackjack table and hopefully get a hit of that royal flush and really roll in the green. But without further ado, let's get after it and hop aboard the Honk Honk Plus Bus on this Friday episode. What is my favorite plus 100 odds or greater wager of the day, or peering into the future? And it's tied to the NFL draft, and a guy that had his name called on Thursday night in round numero uno, top five pick overall for the Arizona Cardinals. That is Marvin Harrison Jr. Give me him to win Offensive Rookie of the Year. Grab this at BetMGM at plus 500. Yeah, let's get seduced by that juice. Obviously, Caleb Williams is the chalk in this category. Just north of 2-1 odds. And honestly, could be, you probably sprinkle a little bit of action on Caleb Williams and Marvin Harrison and still cash in if you want to hold your money for months on end. But he is firmly going to be in that conversation as long as the injury ramp doesn't come a biting. Marvin Harrison Jr., similar vibes to another polished prospect. That one out of Pittsburgh. Of course, Marvin Harrison out of the Ohio State. But Larry Fitzgerald all over again? I think that is indeed the case. I think he is loaded and locked in on 120, 140 targets at a minimum in his inaugural campaign. A guy that was a very supreme prospect across the board. The route running, the footwork, the separation skills, the yak, the overall competitiveness. A guy that wins the contested catch situations, wins down the field on some of those deep ball routes as well. 6'3", 209 pounds, has the catch radius, has the speed, and has the physicality to pay an instant fantasy football and sports betting dividend. He's probably the closest version to Puka Nacua that we have this season. Kyler last year completed just over 65% of his attempts. Nothing to scoff at there. And he was top 10 in play action completion percentage. So on some of those quick slant routes, so shallow crosses, Marvin Harrison, I think, is going to be lined up in the crosshairs in those situations. And Kyler Murray is going to find him. The dachshund of the desert may really earn the snossages this season, having a nuclear weapon at his disposal. So give me again Marvin Harrison Jr. to hoist the hardware on Offensive Rookie of the Year plus 500 at BetMGM. With that, bet on the board. Let's get after it with this Friday edition of the Fade Five. All right, numero cinco on the countdown today. Let's go to the world of Major League Baseball. And eyeing the pitcher market, I like the over, another plus money proposition on Patrick Sandoval, the Southpaw, taking on the Minnesota Twins. And that over being 6.5 strikeouts at a plus 120. Outs worked their shoulders again and got seduced by that juice. I'll pull this one from DraftKings Sportsbook. You look at Minnesota. Last couple of weeks, they've improved ever so slightly in their plate discipline, but still number 12 in Major League Baseball during that stretch and punch out percentage, striking out 24.4% of their plate appearances. But over the entirety of the season against LHPs, that number has skyrocketed. Number 7 in strikeout rate against lefties, punching out at 25% of their plate appearances. Sandoval this season, a handsome 10.13K per nine. He's also enticed a 27.4 call plus swinging strike percentage. Now, over his first five starts, he's only gone over this once. He went 6Ks, 3Ks, 6Ks. There's that over on 7Ks, and then two strikeouts and the other disappointing start. But given the matchup, given how light hitting and free swinging the Minnesota Twins are, Patrick Sandoval, make me some moolah, baby, on that over 6.5 strikeouts plus 120. At DraftKings. Numero cuatro of the Fade Five countdown today. Let's talk about a struggling star of the Texas Rangers, and that being Corey Seager, and I think he's going to break out of the schnooze and the slump. Give me the over on 1.5 total bases. Minus odds at a minus 110 juice here at DraftKings. Really, if you want plus money, just wager on him to get RBI. If that happens, books range anywhere between plus 135 and plus 145, but I still think he's going to hit this. So let me digress on the over on total bases. The Rangers are taking on the Cincinnati Reds. And Graham, you bet your Ashcraft, a guy that Seager's not seen in his career. So this be breaking new ground for him. But Ashcraft against left-handed hitters in his career has given up an 857 OPS and 286 batting average. So very favorable matchup there. Not only that, but Ashcraft, a 1.61 home run per nine mark. He has surrendered so far this season and a hard hit rate of 45.6%. So a little bit unsightly in that category. Seager's only done this seven times here in the month of April. He's only batting 247. Again, really uncharacteristic start from the best pure hitters in the bigs. A guy that usually collects a lot of doubles. He hit over 30 bombs last year. Only's got one homer this year and a 0.58 ISO. Again, just really, again, uncharacteristic. I think it's the adjective that really applies here. He is overdue. So Corey Seager, split a gap. Pair of singles, hit a homer. I don't care how you collect them. I need two total bags to cash in at a minus 110 juice at DraftKings. Yeah, you bet your Ashcraft it's going to happen. Leg numero tres here on the fade. Five, one of my favorite bets of the board. I actually wrote about this as my pitcher prop of the day on thegamingjuice.com, and that is Kyle Harrison. Give me the over. 15.5 outs against the visiting Pittsburgh Pirates at a minus 110 juice there at DraftKings. Harrison, when you look on the surface, he has done this in 3 of 5 games. And in those 3 of 5 games, he hit the over on this prop. He went to 6 full innings. So that's, let's see, carry the one, 18 total outs. And all we need for him is to complete 5 1/3 innings to cash in. Yeah, he's got the 5.00 ERA, but the secondary analytics suggests that ERA is going to come tumbling down. He's got an expected FIP, field independent pitching, of 4.24 and an attractive 4.80 strikeout to walk ratio on this season. Better yet, it's the Buccos. They have struggled plating guys this season. How so? Well, over the last couple of weeks, they are number 29. Only the White Sox are worse than Pittsburgh in weighted runs created. They scored just 35 runs during that stretch in 13 games. So great matchup. Harrison, a guy probably going to go pretty deep into this game. As we've seen, if he can survive the first couple of innings, not get himself in any kind of trouble, and he minimizes the walks, which he usually does, I think he could go 6 strong again. Probably should put this at number 1, but I got some NBA action. But I love me some Kyle Harrison over 15.5 outs against Pittsburgh at a minus 110 juice there at DraftKings. Hey, I already said I wrote about this on thegamingjuice.com. Go there right now and sign up for a free account. All kinds of free content. I worked through the night last night, covered the NFL draft with my rapid fantasy football reacts to all the prominent first round draft picks. I wrote 10 articles in total. You can go and view them there right now. And please support me. We're trying to build a community. So sign up for a free account right now. And if you do, you'll get seduced by that juice at thegamingjuice.com. NBA content, NHL content, Major League Baseball, the NFL. We've even had some boxing. We've had PGA around some of the majors. We're trying to feed the gaming masses, whether betting or fantasy. Go there now, thegamingjuice.com. Leg numero dos here on the Fade 5 Friday edition of the podcast. Let's go to the NBA. And on the hardwood, we got the Clippers and we got the Dallas Mavericks. Game numero tres there. And it's all Luka all the time for me on this SGP. Come with me If you are buying one, I am selling. Give me the Don. 30 or more points. Give me the Don. 5 or more assists. And then give me the Don. I need a steal. And then look, if he's got to put up all kinds of crooked numbers in the box score, it only makes sense that Dallas Mavericks are going to win this game. So, fourth leg on this SGP, the Mavs on the money line. So Luka, 30 more points, 5 more assists, 1 more steals, and the Mavs on the money line plus 144. And I built this at FanDuel Sportsbook. To give you a little bit of background on why I like this, I look at see what Luka has done. On the steals end of things, he's gone back-to-back games with a steal. And you know, one of the better kleptomaniacs in the NBA, average over a steal per game. In the regular season, I think it's going to be more of the same there. Yes, the Clippers have been outstanding defensively here in this NBA postseason. They've allowed the 4 fewest points per game at 96.5 and the fewest assists per game at 15.5, but I still feel it's a buying opportunity. Luka, the first 2 contests, 32-9 in points and assists, followed up with 33-6 in the regular season, 28-10. Okay, fell short in points there, 30-4 and 44-6. So he has done this in 3 of 5 matchups. And I don't think the steal side of this, they're going to be sweat down. He may get that sucker early. So to recap on this SGP, Luka, 30 or more points, 5 or more assists, 1 or more steals, and the Dallas Mavericks have scored the dub, plus 144 at FanDuel Sportsbook. Numero uno, today's edition of the Feed 5 Podcast. Oh, Halliburton, have yourself a hellacious ball game in the most positive sense imaginable on this SGP. Simple little two-legger. I'm going to take Indiana on the money line, and I'm going to take Tyrese Halliburton, the all-star, 10 or more assists. And if that occurs, you're looking at a minus 110 juice there at BetMGM. I look at what Halliburton has done in the dimes category this season against the Milwaukee Bucks. He's done this in 5 of 7 games. He's gone 8-12 in the first 2 rounds here of the battle of the playoffs, and then 12-11-7, 15-10 in those 5 regular season matchups. So history this season certainly on his side. The Bucks have been the most generous defense when it comes to coughing up assists per game, giving up 29 flat here in this NBA postseason. So Halliburton, do what you always do. And that's being a conductor on the train, waving that baton, guiding the orchestra of Indiana. I think he is going to be an absolute assist-making machine, and the Pacers, as a result, are going to score that victory. I hope you grabbed. We talked about this the last time we potted. Indiana at significant plus odds. I think it was plus 155, where the Bucks went up 1-0 in this series. They evened it up. Now they can get a leg up, and I think that's going to happen as a result. And of course, it's now minus money on those series odds where it was before it even began. It closed at minus 110 at BetMGM. So to recap, SGP Tyrese Halliburton, 10 or more assists, and the Pacers to win the game, minus 110 there at BetMGM. But wait, there's more. It's bonus time. All right, what else am I liking tonight? Let's stick in the NBA. And I wrote about this on thegamingjuice.com. So if you want all the gory details, again, log on to the site. It's absolutely free to view it. Always tracking my picks. Somebody was throwing shade at me on Twitter and be like, bro, you're 5-7 on free picks? I am. I'm underwater a little bit. Nikola Jokic did me dirty last night. Didn't hit a pair of threes. In fact, didn't hit a single one. Though the Nuggets got the victory there against the Lake Show. But always free, always transparent. The good, the bad, the ugly, we're always tracking it. I'm just a dude who likes to bet like many of you out there, dudes and dudettes. So I don't know everything. And yeah, bro, it was also a free pick. Did you shell out a single penny for it? No, you didn't, you clown. Just, you know, roll with the punches. And if you think I suck at my job, you can fade me. All right? You have that option on the table. Fade or follow, as I would say. That is up to you. Anyway, I digress on the Phoenix Suns matchup against the Minnesota Timberwolves. On the SGP, I'm going to go Phoenix on the money line, KD 20 or more points, and KD, what are more steals? Again, let me recap for those of you that are not watching this broadcast. I don't have it on the lower third. Let me say it slowly. SGP, Suns money line, Durant 20 or more points, Durant one or more steals. That's it. Stop there on those three legs. Looking at a plus 130 juice. Yeah, work the shoulders to get seduced by that juice there. And I built that at BetMGM. You look at the five games this season, including the regular season against the T-Wolves. Garnett is averaging 23.4 points per game and one exactly steal per contest. In his postseason career, he's averaging 29.3 points per game. Yes, Minnesota has been stiff and stout and outstanding defensively. They have allowed the fewest opponent points per game, their number one defensive efficiency in this NBA postseason, but they have also given up the fourth most steals per game of 8.5. And I think that's the only thing you really got to have to sweat out here. Suns got their back against the wall. I don't think they're going to get swept in this season and in this series, I should say. So as a result, I believe Phoenix wins, Durant gets 20 more points, and also gets a steal at plus 130. All right, let's go to the Team Huevos parlay play of the day in Major League Baseball. Oh, what a traditional backdrop here. The Cubs at Fenway Park. Probably going to be a packed house tonight in Beantown. So on this three-legger, give me the Cubs on the money line. Give me Shota Imanaga, Konichiwa at five or more strikeouts. And give me Nico Meisel-Horner to get a hit. Those three legs hit there is plus 165 at DraftKings Sports. We'll give you a bit of background. Cubs are white hot right now. They are 7-3 straight up over the last 10. Boston middling 5-5 during that stretch. Now, Boston is number 8 in weighted runs created over the last couple of weeks. Cubs a little bit further down that list. I think they're like number 15, 16 in Major League Baseball. But they are just finding ways to win. And with Shota Imanaga on the mound, I think that is going to be the case. So leg number uno, give me the Cubs on the money line. Speaking of the Japanese import, Boston has the fifth highest K rate in Major League Baseball the last couple of weeks at 26.1%. Imanaga has done this in just 2 of 4 starts, but a decent 8.86 K per nine. First showdown meeting between these two. I think he is going to baffle some dudes at the dish. So ultimately, Shota Imanaga will get those five or more strikeouts. And then Nico Horner, holy cow, guy is on a blistering pace right now. He's batting just 378 as the Cubs leadoff man. And keep him there, Craig Counsell, because he's swinging a hot stick. He's got at least a hit in 6 of his last 7 games. He's going against Cutter Crawford. Now, he's actually faced him a couple of times, 0-for-2, and those two bats were both strikeouts. But again, he's sizzling right now at the plate. And here's the other takeaway. Cutter Crawford has a microscopic 0.66 ERA, but the 3.88 xFIP suggests a correction is coming. And that really kind of plays to the Cubs here on the midline. So to recap, the Team Huevos parlay play of the day. The boys in blue on the north side, give me the Cubs on the money line. Give me Shota Imanaga, 5 or more strikeouts, and Nico Horner to get a hit. I just need one, plus 165 at DraftKings Sportsbook. Elsewhere on the diamond, Zach Allen. I'm going to fill up the cup and take the over on walks, 1.5. It's minus 160 juice, so maybe add whatever your other favorite leg is. Make this a little two-leg parlay. Reduce the juice and get seduced by the juice. But I like Allen to issue at least a pair of free passes against Seattle. The Mariners, number 2 in base on balls percentage the last couple of weeks, earning that free pass. 11.4% of the plate appearances. Gallen has done this. And 3 of 5 starts, a 2.86 career walks per nine mark on the road, though a little bit lower this season at 2.67. Again, 2 or more walks, I believe, for Zach Gallen. Corbin, Mr. Burns, pinkies out there. I love the over. 18.5 outs on him, especially at a plus 145 juice. Yeah, that's real. At least at tape time, available at DraftKings Sportsbook. He's taking on the Oakland F's. And the F's are number 23 in weighted runs created so far this Major League Baseball season. Not quite White Sox or Pirates territory offensively, but they are still well below average. Burns has only gone 19 outs in a game one time, just once this season. In 5 starts, but again, he's maximized the matchup. He's at home, and you're getting significant plus money, entirely doable. that he can miss enough at bats, maybe, you know, not hopefully issue a bunch of free passes, minimize the pitch count so we can go possibly seven strong. And let's see, I would carry the one. That's 21 outs. And we just see him to go six and a third, which I believe he can do. So give me that over on Corbin Burns, 18 and a half outs at a plus 145 juice. And then finally, let's talk about the fish out of water. Mike Trout over 1.5 total bags. It's plus money, plus 110 right now at BetMGM. And he is taking on a significant and great matchup, and that being the Minnesota Twinkies team. That should tee off on. He is the second highest rated hitter at batters-box, also affectionately known as the hyphen, batters-box.com. Go there if you want to play and maximize the matchups. He's done this 10 times in the month of April. He might hit one out of the park as a leadoff man. Probably going to get at least four bats, if not five. Going to get some Bailey Ober. And you look at the hard contact percentage matchup as tracked by batters-box.com. 46.8%. It's very appealing. So Mike Trout, split a gap, pair of singles, hit a homer. Again, I don't care how you get it. I need two total bags at a plus 110 juice. Entirely doable for one of the hottest hitters here in the month of April in Major League Baseball. All right, I'm out of breath, and I am out of time because I got to do some television and live on the line. Watch it right now and download the Stadium app. You can watch it free from the comforts of your couch or wherever the hell you are. Maybe you're at the strip club. I don't care. Just watch live online. Drop us a rating and review. Also, feed or follow us on the X or the Twitter. Follow Lundy and all his free spreadsheet picks. At Nate Lundy, you can also follow those picks at thegamingjuice.com. All of my picks on thegamingjuice.com, and you can follow my random musings at Noisy Huevos. Lundy will be back with me next week, unless he's in a pine box coming back from Vegas. You never know. It can certainly happen as we all just go out there and destroy our bodies when in Sin City. But until next time, as always, fade or follow. That is up to you.